Joining us now from the East Coast, his power is back. That is great to hear. It is senior betting analyst with Covers.com. It is Andrew Cayley. Good afternoon, Andrew. Thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks for having me back, Matt. And like you said, very good to have the power back on this time around.
Yes, maybe one time we'll trade hurricane scars, as my folks have a condo on the beach in Naples. And let's just say it looks a little different now than it did a week ago. But we're here for a pity part. No, yeah, the photos, they are grim. But we're not here for a pity party. Instead, I pity the fool who tries to, look at that 80s reference, I'm a dummy. I pity the people that try to bet on the Blue Jays. How the hell, like, what is your advice to people? Is it the same as betting on the preseason? How do you bet on the Blue Jays when they got everything all wrapped up? They got two games left. Maybe you're doing Whit Merrifield over props, but what do you do?
Whit Merrifield over props is a terrific bet. I think that's a great thing. There's so much you have to dive into. Like you said, it's a lot like preseason. You have to go into each individual matchup for each game on the board at this point in the season. There's so many. We've surpassed so many clinching scenarios. There's a few seeding things left, but you have to check the motivation of basically every team and what they're going into in this moment sort of thing. But for the Jays, like I said, or Merrifield looks like a great bet today. I expect him to keep rolling in this matchup. Mike Bauman is going for the Orioles. He's a rookie. He's a long reliever. He's been just okay at this point. I know the weather isn't supposed to be great in Baltimore again, but that didn't seem to bother Merrifield last night. They want to keep Merrifield going, I think, heading into Friday. He's obviously on a bit of a roll right now. I think he's got like a better than a .450 batting average over his last 12 games with 8 extra base hits. So I really like the over on his total bases there today. I'm also going to take the over on a bunch of Mitch White props tonight as well, because we've watched a lot of Mitch White over the last 8 weeks or so, and I think what we see is what we get with that guy. His hits allowed prop is 4.5, I think, for this game, and I just expect him to be left in this game no matter how the game is going for him.
Right.
They don't want to use extra arms for this one. If he gives up 7 runs over 5 or 6 innings, they're just going to be like, hey, thank you, just eat the innings. It does not matter at this point. Our focus is clearly on Friday, and it could mean that he has an extended outing here, which maybe Baltimore over their team total of runs here as well. Mitch White maybe over his earned runs. I think it's an extended outing for him, which could mean good things for Baltimore Orioles players. I like the over on this Cedric Mullins total bases prop. He has good splits against right-handers this year. And you can find a few more out there. Adley Rutschman wouldn't be a bad bet as well. I think it's fun to take advantage of the Jays in this spot.
That is a great point as well, just about the Mitch White over hits. And I like what we're doing here in this game tonight. This is a public service. I know there's people out there like, I'm not into sports betting. And you know what? I'm totally get it. You can't be into everything. If you like everything, you love nothing. But watching tonight's Jays game, there's just not much to it. So throwing down on a prop bet on Whit Merrifield over the hits or Mitch White over 4.5 hits, what we're doing, Andrew, is we're making kind of a dull game a little more interesting.
Exactly. Tapia is another one over 2+ total bases at +165 is a pretty good value as well. I expect him to be in that lineup again there tonight.
So when I go on FanDuel, I see they've got Jays facing Seattle, and they make the note this matchup is not yet official. Jays to win this series -180, Seattle at +154, much like a lot of the regular season. Man, they're not giving us anything good to bet when it comes to trying to bet on the Jays straight up.
As a Jays fan, I'm an admitted Jays fan, which makes betting them all the tougher at times. Obviously, no value in backing them at that point. I guess you would just kind of wait to see how game one goes, but if it goes poorly, I am assuming that Manoah is going to get that ball in that game one on Friday night now. If they lose that game, maybe a little value on them at home for games 2 and 3. So maybe that's when you would jump on them to win the series. But it makes me nervous as a Jays fan to bet on series prices for them, admittedly. So I would probably personally just stay away from it. The Seattle team has some good starting pitching, and it will be interesting, obviously, to see Robbie Ray in his tight pants starting in this series as well. But the Jays handle lefties well. Theoretically, I get why the line is what it is, but I'm going to stay away from it.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. Minus 182 to win the series. There's no point in that value. And yeah, it is weird. I don't remember the last time as I was excited to see a grown man because he has tight pants on. Joined by Andrew Cayley from Covers.com. And Andrew, it was interesting. We were talking at the start of the show about big picture NFL and about how this year feels like the quarterback play hasn't been as good. The quarterback play feels a little down. And I don't know if the numbers and the analytics back it up, but that's what my eyeballs have seen. And I've watched a ton of football since the start of the year. And then I realized something. The over or the under, which number, Andrew, is hitting at a very high percentage right now for games in the NFL?
Well, right now, that would be the the unders are still hitting at about nearly 60% so far this season, and that includes over 60% of the time. That includes overtime games. So we're still getting the overtime games, and these games are still landing under. You're seeing a lot of low totals heading into this week. Still, we talked about this a bit last week too. We're kind of waiting for this adjustment to occur, and it is, because like we see a game worth between Carolina and San Francisco, total of 39.5. There's another game on Thursday night between the Colts and the Broncos, total of 43.5. Giants and Packers, total of 41.5. And you can make the same connection between all those games that the quarterback play just hasn't been there. And until it shows up, these numbers are going to keep staying the way they are.
And that's sort of my point, is that it's like, wow, 60%, and before it's up a little bit higher, over 60% for the unders. And I think you can find a correlation. The quarterback play hasn't been as good. And, oh, imagine that. The unders are hitting at a very high level.
And, like, so that's why we're going to get these lower numbers. Hopefully the time is to attack a couple of these overs coming soon. Because by the end of the year, sportsbooks are really good at this, and it's going to be really close to 50-50 when all is said and done come week 18 here in the NFL. So there will be an adjustment, and I think we're seeing that adjustment in these low totals, and we're just going to have to find the right spots to attack the overs.
Andrew, before we let you go, is there any other bets you like, either early leans to week 5 in the NFL, slate of games in baseball, or team totals over for the Denver Nuggets because Jamal Murray played last night?
It was really wonderful to see Jamal Murray playing last night. The Nuggets should be a lot of fun this year. Really quickly, I like the Jets a little, +3.5 this week at home against the Dolphins. No Tua, and that secondary for the Dolphins has been banged up and given up a lot of yards. I know the Jets and Zach Wilson left a little bit to be desired, but they were able to manage to pull out that win last week, and I think he's going to throw the ball downfield a lot to guys like Garrett Wilson. So I like them getting those points at home. I think the Saints are getting a little too much respect right now. I think the Sharps bought up that number, moving it from about 4 to 5.5. But if you wait till 6, I think that's a good number to jump on the Seahawks. We're talking about quarterbacks who have been playing poorly. One who has been playing poorly is Geno Smith, funnily enough. And I think with the way that the Saints are banged up, Kamara, Michael Thomas, Jameis Winston, all day-to-day with injuries right now, they're – run defense has been a little suspect. I think Rashad Penny could have a good game as well. If it gets to 6, I like Seattle in that spot as well.
Nice. Yeah, it's betting on Geno Smith. We're in a crazy world. Yeah. Andrew, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. That is Andrew Cayley from Covers.com.